What does it tell you when a single equipment supplier, Lam Research, plans to invest over $3 billion in its global labs? It signals a seismic shift. The race to build the hardware for the AI era isn't just about faster chips anymore. It's about how you package them, how you connect them, and the fundamental materials that make it all possible. This week, we're seeing that shift ripple through every industry. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the theme is foundations. We're seeing massive investment in innovation in the foundational materials and processes that underpin our most critical industries. First, we'll look at the billions being poured into advanced semiconductor packaging to power the AI revolution. Then, we'll shift gears to the automotive sector, where new structural adhesives are changing how cars are built. Finally, we'll analyze a major strategic pivot in the adhesives market itself, revealing a clear trend toward high-growth, high-margin specialization. Troy, let's start with Silicon Valley. We saw two huge announcements this week in semiconductor packaging. First, Intel is partnering with a company called Lens Technology. Second, Lam Research is committing over $3 billion to expand its labs. What's the connection here?
The connection is the physical bottleneck in AI. For years, performance gains came from shrinking transistors on a chip. We're hitting the physical limits of that, so the new frontier is advanced packaging, how you connect multiple chips or chiplets together. The Intel partnership with Lens Technology, announced August 14th, is about replacing traditional organic substrates with glass.
Glass? Like in a window? Why is that a revolution?
Precisely. But this is highly engineered glass. It offers superior electrical performance and, critically, better thermal dissipation. AI processors generate immense heat. Glass substrates allow for higher interconnect densities and let you stack chips in 3D configurations more effectively. This is a foundational technology for creating more compact, power-efficient, and higher-performing AI chipsets.
And the $3 billion investment from Lam Research fits into this how?
Lam Research makes the wafer fabrication equipment that enables these new designs. Their investment is to accelerate the development of the etch and deposition tools needed to manufacture things like glass substrates and use techniques like hybrid bonding at mass production scale. They are building the picks and shovels for the AI gold rush.
So, how does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers who buy these chips?
It means the physical form factor, power requirements, and thermal management of the semiconductors they integrate into their products are about to change. A European server manufacturer or a U.S. autonomous vehicle company needs to understand that next-gen AI hardware will require new cooling solutions and board designs. The performance gains are huge, but you can't just drop these new packages into OAT systems.
And for trading companies and distributors?
This creates a whole new market for specialized materials and equipment. We're talking about high-purity glass, novel polymers, and the high-precision laser processing tools Lens Technology specializes in. For distributors, the opportunity is in sourcing these next-generation materials for the semiconductor supply chain. The market is moving beyond traditional silicon wafers.
What is the single actionable insight for an executive this week?
They need to ask their semiconductor suppliers for their advanced packaging roadmap. It's no longer just about the chip's processing speed. It's about the thermal and physical integration challenges the package creates. This needs to be part of the product design cycle from day one.
Let's move from chips to chassis. The automotive industry is also undergoing a materials revolution, driven by electric vehicles. This week, U.S. giant 3M launched a new product targeting this space. Troy, what is it?
On August 7th, 3M introduced its impact-resistant structural adhesive, a two-part epoxy designed to replace or reinforce traditional weld-bonded and rivet-bonded joints in automotive manufacturing. It's supplied in a 200-milliliter cartridge and is engineered for high-volume production lines.
So, we're talking about gluing cars together instead of welding them. Why does that matter now?
It matters because of two things: lightweighting and battery packs. EVs need to be as light as possible to maximize range. Adhesives allow manufacturers to bond to similar materials, like aluminum to steel or composites, which you can't easily weld. They also distribute stress more evenly than a rivet, which improves fatigue resistance. And for securing heavy structural battery packs, you need exceptional impact resistance and peel adhesion, which is exactly what this 3M product, number 07333, is designed for.
This seems like a direct opportunity for Western automakers.
Absolutely. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this offers a dual benefit. First, manufacturing efficiency. This adhesive has an extended work time, but uses rapid heat curing, which fits perfectly into high-speed assembly lines. Second, it improves vehicle safety ratings through better crash performance. The competitive threat is clear. Manufacturers who adopt these advanced bonding solutions faster can produce lighter, safer, and potentially cheaper vehicles.
And what about the trading company that supplies automotive factories?
They should be looking to partner with companies like 3M to distribute these high-value consumables. But it's not just about selling a product. They need to understand the application. This adhesive adheres to metals without a primer and provides corrosion protection. That's a key selling point. Market timing is critical. As new EV platforms are designed, this is the moment to get these materials specified.
So, what's the actionable takeaway for an automotive executive?
They should direct their manufacturing and R&D teams to conduct a full evaluation of next-generation structural adhesives for their upcoming vehicle platforms. We're also seeing major R&D from institutes like Germany's Fraunhofer IFAM, who are developing thermally conductive adhesives for battery modules. The technology is moving fast. Ignoring it means potentially falling behind on weight, safety, and production cost.
Troy, let's zoom out to the corporate level. We're seeing major players in the adhesives market itself making some very strategic moves. H.B. Fuller, a huge U.S.-based company, was in the news for two very different reasons this week.
That's right. On August 13th, H.B. Fuller confirmed it had received an unsolicited bid from investment fund Ancora Holdings for its construction adhesives business. The offer is for up to $1.2 billion. This business represents about 20% of H.B. Fuller's total revenue.
Selling off a fifth of your business is a big deal. But at the same time, they were buying something else, correct?
Yes. On the very same day, H.B. Fuller announced that its proposal to acquire Advanced Medical Solutions Group, or AMS, a UK-based medical technology firm, was approved by AMS shareholders. The deal is expected to close by the end of the year.
So they are divesting a large traditional construction business while acquiring a high-tech, specialized medical business. What does this tell us about the strategy?
It's a classic pivot from volume to value. The construction adhesives market, while large, is becoming more commoditized with lower margins. In contrast, the medical adhesives market, for things like surgical sealants and advanced wound care, is a high-growth, high-margin sector with significant regulatory barriers to entry. H.B. Fuller is reallocating capital from a legacy business into a specialized, innovative field where it can achieve greater market differentiation.
How does this strategic shuffle affect U.S. and European manufacturers that rely on these companies?
It's a major signal. If you're a construction company relying on H.B. Fuller products, your supplier might be about to change ownership and strategy. That introduces supply chain risk. Conversely, if you're a medical device manufacturer in Germany or the U.S., H.B. Fuller is now becoming a much more significant and innovative partner, combining its global scale with AMS's specialized technology.
What's the angle for trading companies and distributors here?
It's all about relationships and specialization. Distributors of H.B. Fuller's construction products need to immediately understand Ancora's intentions. Will they maintain the existing distribution network? For those in the medical space, this acquisition creates a new, powerful entity. There are major opportunities to partner with the expanded H.B. Fuller to distribute these high-value medical products globally.
So, the key action for executives?
Review your critical supplier portfolio now. Ask the question, is my supplier's long-term strategy aligned with my business? A supplier divesting your product line is a red flag you need to manage. This isn't just about H.B. Fuller. It's a trend we're seeing across the specialty chemicals and material sector.
All right, Troy, let's distill this week into our key strategic takeaways for leaders in U.S. and European industries. What's your first point?
First, advanced packaging is now a primary driver of AI hardware performance, not an afterthought. The move by Intel and the investment by Lam Research show that innovation in materials like glass substrates and new bonding techniques are critical. Executives in any tech manufacturing sector must integrate packaging considerations into their earliest product design phases to stay competitive.
What's the second key takeaway?
Second, the material science revolution in the automotive sector is accelerating, with adhesives at its core. Products like 3M's new structural epoxy are enabling lighter, safer, and more efficiently produced vehicles, especially EVs.
European and U.S. manufacturers have a clear opportunity to lead, but the window to act is now, as these technologies are being designed into the next generation of platforms.
And your final takeaway for the week.
Third, the industrial materials market is actively reshuffling towards high-value specialization. The moves by H.B. Fuller, divesting construction while acquiring medical tech, are a perfect example. Executives must monitor the M&A activity of their critical suppliers. These strategic pivots create both significant supply chain risks and powerful new partnership opportunities.
And that's our briefing for this week. The common thread is clear. The materials and processes that were once behind the scenes are now taking center stage, directly driving competitive advantage in AI, automotive, and beyond. Understanding these foundational shifts is no longer optional for strategic planning.
Thank you for listening.
Join us again next week for Troy Technical Intelligence. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to ensure you never miss a briefing.